All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. So yesterday, folks, the NCAA came down very hard on Syracuse University for both their football program and their men's basketball program, but mainly on their men's basketball program. The NCAA suspended Syracuse head basketball coach Jim Boeheim for the first 9 ACC games of the 2015-2016 college basketball season. Now, over the next few years, Syracuse will lose 12 scholarships, and Boeheim and the school will have to vacate 108 victories. On top of that, 5 years probation for the basketball program, as they have been charged by the NCAA with academic misconduct, extra benefits for players, failure to follow their drug testing policy, and impermissible booster activity. Now, the reason why the NCAA came down hard on Boeheim is the fact that, you know what, he is the captain of the ship. And as a captain of the ship, you have to know that everything that's going on in your program, and they held him to a very high standard. Now, you hear this punishment that came down from the NCAA in the direction of Syracuse, and the first thing that you ask yourself is, was it too harsh? I mean, again, this was an investigation that was self-imposed by the institution. We're talking about Syracuse here. Now, at the same time, Syracuse basketball took themselves out of the running for any postseason tournament this year, NCAA, NIT, or even the ACC tournament. And, you know, generally, when you see an institution take the initiative to punish themselves, typically the NCAA tends to give them a softer hand. But at this point, the NCAA was extremely harsh on Syracuse. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, Syracuse should have gotten a pass through this whole situation. But like I've said before, you show me a Division I program for men's basketball or football, and I'll show you a dirty program. The problem is that the NCAA only employs a handful of people compared to the amount of D1 schools for both football and basketball that can really sit up there and police things that are going on in these institutions. If the NCAA wants to really clean things up, instead of trying to go out there and make examples out of schools like Syracuse, why don't you go out there and employ more people to keep all of this stuff in a circle, so to speak, all the time, as opposed to, you know what, just dropping the hammer and trying to make yourself look good. The other problem with a lot of these situations when these NCAA investigations are led by other school presidents or other athletic directors or administrators from other schools, and sometimes there tends to be a personal vendetta. Now, Syracuse and Boeheim are going to appeal these sanctions. I don't see how much they're going to get back from this, because typically when schools do appeal against the NCAA, they really don't get that much reverse as far as the decision that was handed down on them. But this is a very dark day for Syracuse basketball, because you have a head coach in Jim Boeheim that was very close to 1,000 victories as a head coach. He's dropped dropped down the pecking order now as far as all-time victories. Syracuse basketball is one of the most storied programs in the entire nation. And you look at the impact not only on Syracuse, but the Atlantic Coast Conference as a whole, because once this went to a super conference a few years ago, you look at the basketball aspect, you already had Duke and Carolina as established schools. Now you bring in Louisville with Rick Pitino, and of course Syracuse with Jim Boeheim, and these were going to be the guys that were going to, you know, be the cornerstones of your conference as far as basketball. And this right here is really going to move Syracuse back to the middle of the pack somewhat, because first and foremost, they're not going to be there this year at the ACC tournament, and then this is really going to hinder them as far as recruiting goes. So it's a situation, you know, anytime you see a school or a football or a basketball team, in this case, being put on probation, it's not only an impact to that specific institution, but it's also an impact to the conference. I always go back to the 1980s when the NCAA handed down the death penalty to SMU football, and subsequently that was the beginning of the end of the Southwest Conference because they lost TV revenue as a whole because SMU didn't have a football program for 2 years. Syracuse will still get to play basketball. They will still be on television, so they will have money coming in from that. But again, I think as a whole, it not only hurts Syracuse, but it also hurts the ACC. So going forward, Jim Boeheim, I don't know how much longer he is going to be walking the sidelines at the Carrier Dome, but I will say this. Syracuse basketball will be one of the cleanest, if not the cleanest, programs in all of the land. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 on the West Coast, as I will be discussing the wheelings and dealings and all of the moves and the frantic moves right now that are going on in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. And also, if you happen to listen to this podcast on this Saturday, be sure to set your clocks forward as it is time now, folks, to spring forward. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.